One German company that's struggling is among the world's most famous toy train makers, the type of high-quality manufacturer that once formed the backbone of Germany's economy. The 150-year-old company pioneered electric model trains, but now is in bankruptcy. NPR's Eric Westerfeld has this report.
The Marklin Toy Company's museum and store in downtown Göttingen in southwest Germany aims for an everyday is Christmas morning kind of feel. Half a dozen different model trains, all made with painstaking attention to detail, snake their way through elaborate installations, through miniature snow-dusted villages with smiling people skating on glass ponds beside pine tree-dotted hillsides. Children and their parents watch, mesmerized. Everything's moving in precise, flawless chug-chugs of the electric trains, although some of the kids look like they're itching to take over the controls, hit overdrive, and train wreck the perfect world.
This was built in 1891.
71-year-old retiree Giuseppe Joe Rocchia is the company's unofficial tour guide and de facto ambassador for perpetual youth. He came from Italy to work for Märklin in the mid-1970s and never left.
Märklin is a fascinating product. That is the reason. It's unbelievable.
2009 is Märklin's 150th year, but the celebration has turned sour. The company's now under Germany's version of Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. More than 400 people have been laid off in Göppingen, and a plant in Nuremberg was just shuttered, tossing dozens more out of work. Brand Rette is with the main trade union that represents Märklin's 600 remaining factory workers in Germany.
Sie sind sehr vorsichtig, sehr ängstlich.
The workers are deeply scared, mistrustful, and cautious. They're afraid a new investor will come along who only wants to buy the brand name, but won't be interested in their skills and their labor.
A few years ago, a British private equity firm, Kingsbridge Capital, bought Märklin, marking the end of a century and a half of family ownership. So some townspeople blame venture capitalists for souring Göppingen's continuous Christmas. The fact is, however, the families bickered constantly and had started to run the company well off the rails by the time it was sold to Kingsbridge in 2006. But it, too, failed to turn the company around. The global recession administered the final hit. Court-appointed bankruptcy lawyer Michael Pluta says when he arrived, he found the company with three CEOs paying themselves 700 euros, or about $1,000, an hour.
Have you cleaned out that dead wood, the 700 euro an hour?
Yes, naturally. Naturally. It felt sour.
Get out. Yeah. What did you say to them? Someone who's worked on
them? I will not pay. Bye-bye. Have a nice time.
Pluta says he now has seven serious investors vying to buy the company. All have pledged to invest at least $135 million to rebuild it. But Pluta says he's also seriously considering another option, turning to Märklin's huge global fan base, model train buffs from Alaska to Australia.
Because the fans told us they would like to invest. And we have a Märklin club with more than 75,000 people in Germany. Even overseas in Japan. Japan is a very interesting market for us. Even the United States.
Outside a toy store downtown, water engineer Peter Seisler is carrying a Märklin bag filled with new train pieces for his ever-growing layout. The 38-year-old says his dad played model trains with him. Now he's passing his passion on to his three kids. He says in this age of Xbox and video games, this is a hobby he and his children can enjoy together.
I reached my kids with Märklin, so I think it's not only a work of Märklin, it's also a work of parents to find a way to show the importance of things you can handle with, you can take in your hands, and not only it's a game on a PC.
Bankruptcy lawyer Pluta says there are enough true believers like Seisler to help save and revive one of Germany's oldest and most celebrated toy companies. Eric Westerveld, NPR News in Göppingen in southwest Germany.